Hello everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Fuel to Thrive podcast. It's your bestie Emma here. Today we are going to sit down. Okay, you may be going for a run or a walk, or you may be driving to work right now, but we are going to sit down together. We're going to catch up and we're going to chit chat and we're going to answer a few questions. It is a very low-key, chill vibe today because I'm feeling it. I feel like the past few episodes have been like really topic heavy. We've touched on hypothalamic amenorrhea recovery last week. I've done episodes on body image, finding food freedom, and I feel like it's been a very long time since I've done like a Q&A, chit chat, let's catch up type episode. And it's very like I just want to do it. So I've got a bunch of questions here that you guys have sent through, either through the question box I put on my Instagram, or I've been getting a lot of DMs from you guys as well about particular things. And if you're listening to this episode thinking, Emma, you didn't answer my question. Emma, why isn't this, in today's Q&A episode? Well, maybe it's in my other Q&A episodes because I have done a couple of other Q&A episodes, so definitely go back and listen to those. I tried my best to create or collect a different group of questions, different from my other Q&As. So let's see how this goes, fingers crossed. But I'm excited just to catch you all up on what the hell's been going on because I feel like it's been a fat minute since I've last caught you up on what I have been doing. And I mean, you kind of keep up with my life if you do follow me on my Instagram, Emma Clark underscore nutrition, or on TikTok, because I have been really getting into vlogging on TikTok and it's really bringing me back to my YouTube days. So I do daily vlogging if you're into that sort of stuff and just being a bit more interactive over there. So go check out my TikTok. Emma Clark Nutrition is the username for more fun stuff from me. But anyways, let's kick things off, shall we? Let's answer a few questions and let's chit chat, catch up, and let's go. So the first question is literally, and I feel so blessed to this human being who actually asked this question, how are you? Just so simple. How are you? Just makes a whole world of difference. Seriously, so considerate, so grateful for that. But seriously, how am I? Well, now I have been sharing a lot of vulnerability on my Instagram. Okay, the other day I did share a video of me crying, and that was something that, I've never really done. And but I felt the need to show people, like, hey, yes, life is feeling fantastic for me right now, but let's not forget that I do have days where I cry nonstop for an entire day. And so I think I'm leaning towards sharing more of that sort of side on my social medias because a lot of that sort of stuff is so hidden. And I get why, because people only choose to share their brightest moments, the smiles, the good times. But, from my personal experience, when people used to always show that sort of side, like all the happy times, it would make me feel so shitty about feeling anxious or sad or fearful or just having a bad day. It made me feel so bad for feeling bad that day because I didn't see anyone else experiencing what I was experiencing. And so I'm in a stage now where I want to start opening up about, the badder times or the sadder times or the harder days and the anxious days and the days where I just want to cry and think things are feeling a little bit tough. And so, I have been in the past couple of weeks, I have been feeling some feelings, and I think it's really healthy for me to feel those feelings because for so long I've been hiding them away or suppressing them. But since I'm in such a healthier state within myself, my mental state, my physical state now, that I have to let myself like cry or I have to let myself rest and that sort of stuff. So overall, so much is happening within, my job. Like so many brand opportunities have come my way recently and it's keeping me extremely busy and I could not be more thankful for that. Oh my God, my days are just like booked. And it's so surreal because this is exactly what I really want to do and I'm feeling so aligned with like everything I'm doing within my work and my career at the moment, so yay, got high prospects for that. But at the same time, I am experiencing some down days. And I just want to remind you guys that down days are okay. It's okay to have days where we're not feeling our greatest, where, we want to feel our feels, we want to cry, we want to just stay in bed all day. And that's okay because we can't have the good days without the bad days. And so, without getting too personal, I don't know how personal I'm going to get right now, but I've been experiencing and going through a lot of like past sort of stuff. I don't know how to put it, but a lot of past experiences and stuff have come to the surface. And a lot of it has to do with like family matters and environmental matters at the moment. And I'm facing these sort of things head on. And I'm trying to distance myself from certain things, excuse me. And I don't know, without getting into too much detail because it is very personal, I'm just having a hard time dealing with these sorts of like feelings. And just a lot of it has come up, like a lot of these feelings and experiences have come up, and it's quite heavy. It's quite heavy, and it's a lot of it is like to do with trauma and that sort of stuff. So again, this is very heavy. I'm gonna stop it right there, but I've just been experiencing a lot of that. And also a lot of self-doubt, which is kind of expected because the avenue that I am in right now, it's like I've never seen anyone do it. I'm surrounded by people who literally do not understand what I do. Close family members, even just people like within the community. It's just like, huh, you do what? Like, oh, I'm like, yeah. So I'm kind of like in and out. Like, some days are great, some days are like, oh my God, I'm an anxious mess. Like, what the hell am I doing with my life kind of situation? And so I'm trying to battle that, and that's why, like, I tend to the healthiest way for me to feel my feelings is by crying. And I cry a lot, unfortunately. But it's seriously the only way for me to let out these feelings. But other than that, life has been so wild, and I don't know, like, I think this year is, I think this is the year. This is the year where things are finally gonna start happening for me, and I cannot wait. But I hope that didn't put anyone in dumps. Like, I know that was such like a twisty turn. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm great, but also like I'm kind of feeling these feelings. Like, I just want to be real. I just want to be real. And this is a catch up chit chat episode. And hey, I'm just being real because look, some days are great, but some days are hard. And I just want to normalize that for everybody. So, in the beginning, we're going to be answering a few light-hearted get to know me questions because a lot of you guys sent through some like generalized questions. And so, if you're a new listener over here, well, this is a great opportunity for you to kind of get to know me a little bit more. So yeah, first of all, favorite color. My favorite color is teal. Like, I can't really describe it. I wish I could show you guys a picture of like, okay, this is the exact shade of teal I like, but teal all the way. Next one. Are you in a relationship or have you ever been in a relationship? No and no. So no, I am not in a relationship. I have never been in a relationship. Do I want to be in a relationship? No. I am fine just being by myself, being an independent woman, and no, that just it just icks me. I'm just like, I do not want to be involved in any sort of relationship. Friendships, by all means, go ahead. But like intimate romantic relationships, hard pass. Hard pass. Dream travel destination, Italy, 100%. That has been my dream travel destination since I was like 10. And so I'm definitely like, I'm gonna take my mum. Like, she wants to go so bad as well. It's like, mum, we're going to Italy one day. We're gonna stop by the Paris and France, and we're gonna go to Greece, maybe stop in London just to see the Buckingham Palace, and that's all. See you later. Italy by far. Oh my God. Oh my God. I am jealous. If you're listening to this right now and you're from Italy, so jealous of you right now. So jealous of you right now. I know I do have some international listeners, so thank you. It's crazy. I look at the stats, I'm like, whoa, like I have people all over the world listening to this podcast. Like, that's insanely crazy. But seriously, get me on a plane to Italy right now. I might even stay there. because who knows? But yes, Italy. Where do you live and where do you want to move to next? So I live in Australia. If we want to get particularly specific, South Australia, that's all specific we're going to get. Where do I want to move to? Yes, I do want to move, like really, really, really badly. That is changing. That has changed, actually. That has changed this year. I do see myself right now probably moving to Queensland, just from an environmental standpoint, from a job standpoint, from the fact that I know quite a few people up there now. And I just really do see myself living up there for how many years? I don't know. I literally visualize myself. I'm like, yeah, I need to be there. So fingers crossed, things happen this year. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Just putting it out to the universe, I guess. But yeah, Gold Coast specifically, I think. I don't know. Somewhere in Queensland. Somewhere in Queensland. But again, that might change tomorrow. Tomorrow, I might want to, move to Mexico. I don't know. Oh, this is a fun question. Tips for growth slash brand deals as a content creator. Now, I'm no expert in this, okay? Yes, I have been in this field. I have been diving in and out within content creation for the past 5 years. I did start my very first Instagram account back in 2018. If you've been around for that long, you know Nourishing Emma. God bless her soul. RIP to her. Then I had a YouTube channel, still existent. I mean, watch with caution if you go back and watch any of those videos. And I'm doing it now. I feel like I'm really doing it now. Like I said in the beginning, a lot of opportunities have come my way to work and collaborate with multiple brands, and that's really exciting. So, my number one tip always is to literally be authentically you. Okay? For the longest time, like whenever I was creating content and that sort of stuff, I tried to replicate other people because, oh, they were quote unquote successful if they did it this way. But, I wasn't enjoying, excuse me, the creative process of creating that content because deep down inside, it's just like, that's not really me. This is not really aligned with who I am. And so now I feel like the content I'm creating is me. It's authentically me. And I'm integrating I think one of the key aspects to my content is my personality and trying to integrate that into the content that I do, on Instagram, on TikTok, through this podcast, is integrating the aspects that make you you. Okay? Stop trying to copy and do the things that other people are doing just based on their, quote unquote success, because what does that even mean? Success means so differently to so many different human beings. And tips on brand deals. You know what? I've been very fortunate that brands have approached me. I've never been one to approach the brands, but maybe tag the brands that you are constantly using within your day-to-day life in your posts, and they may be able to notice it. They might share it, then they may reach out to you saying, "Hey, can I send you some stuff?" And bam, that's where it really all begins. But don't stress too much about like the money sort of side of things when you're first like diving into the world of content creation. Okay, you must enjoy what you are creating in the first place. Don't, have money as the big driving factor because it's not going to be enjoyable. Okay. In the very beginning stages when I first opened up my Instagram account, I literally did it because I really wanted to share my food, my meals, and that sort of stuff. And sooner or later, the more that I kept sharing and sharing, my meals and, all of that sort of stuff in the beginning stages, brands started approaching me, sending me stuff. Then along came the paid work and all of that. But, just keep being consistent and keep being authentically you. I cannot stress that enough. Okay, do not give a flying crap about what others are doing, how many, followers and likes that you are getting, views nowadays, because everything's a video, right? But just be you. And then people will literally start to come your way, be like, whoa, we've never seen this human being before. Whoa, she's cool, she's unique, she's taking a spin on this. And that's what people want. Because you know what? I'm scrolling through my phone nowadays, and on the explore page of Instagram, you just see like everybody doing the same stuff. everybody having the same apartment, everybody making the same meals, everybody, doing the same morning routine and editing the same way. And it's just like, oh, like everybody's just a carbon copy of everybody. And so you need to stand out, my friend. You need to be you. How can you make just a simple morning routine? How can you make a simple recipe video unique to you? Okay, that is the goal, that is the trick. Alrighty, I'm gonna do a couple of more, lighthearted, fun, get to know me questions before we dive deep into some more heavy questions surrounding nutrition, recovery, lifestyle, mindset, body image, all of the stuff that we usually talk about on this podcast. So, your favorite book to read. Now, guys, I am in my reading era. 100%. I have fallen in love with reading at the moment. I constantly share what I'm reading on my Instagram. So right now, the book that I am currently reading is Malibu Rising by Taylor Jenkins Reid. So far, so good. My favorite book of all time is, wait, hang on. What is actually I had a mental blank of actually what the title was called. Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza. Oh my God, I've read that book like 5 times now. It is a non-fiction book, okay, but so good. All about literally changing your brain and your thoughts and beliefs and patterns and behaviors. So good. I've listened to the audio of it, I've annotated that book, I've read it over and over, sticky noted it. Oh my God, it is such a good book. But if we're talking fiction, guys, I don't know because, I've been reading a lot of, the classic popular books at the moment. So I've read It Ends With Us. I've finished reading Daisy Jones and the Six, and my God, that was a beautiful book. Oh, and how can I not forget The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo? I think that may have to be my favorite book I've read so far. Oh my God. If you haven't read that book, or if you have read that book, like you know how good it is, the very end, I was just like, I was shook. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. So that maybe that one, but all of Taylor Jenkins reads have been so good. I am next reading after Malibu Rising. I am reading Carrie Soto is Back, and I know that she has a few more, but God, that woman knows how to write a really good book. But I'm always open to book recommendations. So if you have any that you may be thinking, Emma, you really need to read it, okay? Send them through. Send them through. Send me a message through the Fuel the Thrive podcast, Instagram, and I'll add them to my TBR. Okay, last generalized question. Top three favorite TV shows. Okay, number one, hands down, Friends. That is never changing. I can happily re-watch that show. I could watch that show, only that show, for the rest of my life if that was the worst case scenario. Like, cool, great, sign me up. Second, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Really need to rewatch that because that is such a good series. Can you tell a theme here? I'm a very comedy TV gal. Hate, you know what? I've tried to watch like drama shows, and branching out a little bit with that, but. I watched the show Manifest, right? Started watching that, and then, I was set off to go on a plane for the very first time in what, 10 years. Jumped on the plane and I was shit scared. I was shit scared that this sounds so weird, I'm so sorry, but because that show's about a plane that, goes through this weird thing, I was like so scared to fly that day because I had just, or I was just watching Manifest. And I can't watch stuff like that. I can't, so I stick to comedy. Anyway, third position. That's a tough one. That is a tough one. Because I have a fair few. I have The Office, I know, another comedy. I have The Good Place, that's a really good show. Again, it's by all the same people who make these shows. I'm currently re-watching Parks and Recs, and that's such a good show as well. Schitt's Creek, oh, that's a really good one as well. Like, oh, I can't pick one. So it's out of those that would be in the number three position. I'm just struggling to try and think. But again, comedy all the way. But anyways, that's enough of the general fun fact get to know me questions. We are now going to be diving deep into some more recovery, nutrition, mental health, body image type questions. So let's go. Alrighty, so the first question we have is, how do you accept weight gain from building muscle and eating more? Yes, so if you are wanting to build muscle, okay, first of all, you have to eat more. All right, that's the criteria. Not only do you have to do the exercise bit, lifting weights, doing the proper stimulus, okay, to build that muscle, in order for you to build that muscle, you also need to eat more, okay? Along with that, you are going to see a shift in your weight, okay? It is very, very, very likely that you are going to increase in weight, increase in size. You're going to see body composition changes. That's expected if you're expecting to or wanting to build muscle, okay? So I think for you, if you are struggling with the idea of, oh, I want to gain muscle and I want to build muscle and I'm eating more, I'm doing that sort of stuff, but I'm having a really hard time accepting this weight gain. This is all part of the process. This is all part of the process. Okay? You are going to look different because you're putting on size, you're putting on mass. Okay? So I think you just have to understand and know that changing the way or changing your body composition as a result of lifting weights and eating more, this is, it's bound to happen. It's bound to happen. Okay, and you know what? I think even just looking past building muscle from a body composition standpoint, look at it from a performance lifestyle standpoint. So look at it as, okay, I'm building this muscle to become stronger. Okay, that's really, I think for me, when I'm, you know, lifting weights or doing any of that sort of resistance weightlifting, Olympic lifting type training, I'm like, damn, you know, I'm getting stronger. I'm focusing on getting stronger. You know, I'm seeing all these body composition changes. I'm seeing maybe, oh, my shoulders are getting bigger. My pants aren't fitting properly anymore. But I'm just like, okay, but look at my strength. Look at how heavy I'm lifting now. Okay, look at it from a performance standpoint. All right, look at it from your ability to do daily tasks more easily. So, you know, deadlifts and squats are really helpful if you're someone who constantly lifts things up the floor. You know, the hinge movement. That's literal basic human movements that we do daily. Okay, you're strengthening your ability to perform daily tasks by building muscle and doing that type of training. Okay, so shift away from your body composition, your body in general, and look at it from a performance lifestyle standpoint. Gaining confidence. Do you feel empowered by building muscle, lifting weights? Okay, look at it from that. And that's such a healthier way to view and accept your weight gain or the changes within your body. Okay, there's a lot of body image related questions that you guys have sent through, which is wicked. Okay, because I love touching on this. Okay. Next question. How do I learn to love my body? Now, I did do a full episode on body image not too long ago. Let me just quickly double check when that episode, what number that is, because I touched quite deeply on negative body image and how we can start accepting our body for not what it looks like, for rather what it actually does and what it provides to us. Here we are, episode 38, Overcoming Negative Body Image. I talk more about learning to accept and love your body for all that it is, so definitely go listen to that episode. It was only, yeah, that was a couple of weeks ago, guys. So definitely go check out that episode if you want to learn more about body acceptance and body image. Next question. Dealing with eating out due to a new lifestyle. And this person said that they're now at uni and that's brought about a new lifestyle. Any advice? Now, I'm looking at this question through two different lenses. I'm looking at this question through one lens. The first lens, this person is struggling with eating out because maybe they've got an unhealthy relationship with food where they feel guilt, fear, anxiety around the constant eating out. That's one lens, that's one scenario. And we are going to touch, you know, on how to deal with these scenarios, each and every one. Because again, I'm looking at this through, you know, multiple different lenses here. The second one is, okay, this person is eating out This is their lifestyle now. Okay? How can they make the best nutrition choices for optimal health and well-being? Okay? Can we kind of see like there's two different scenarios here? So let's talk about the first one. Okay, so maybe you're in a situation right now where you feel, the fear, the guilt, the anxiety around eating out. And now you're in a position where you are frequently eating out because now you're at uni. You don't really have the ability to cook for yourself a lot of the time. Again, I don't know your situation. I'm just basing it off the fact that a lot of people go to colleges, go to dorms, they live with other people and that sort of stuff. And, it's limited. It's very, very, very limited. And so people who do not have a really good relationship with food as a whole tend to experience this fear around eating out. And this can place a really big strain on your relationships with other people. So, is this placing a strain on your uni colleagues or friends and that sort of stuff? And think about if it's really impacting your quality of life as well. First of all, I just want to remind you guys, eating out is totally normal. It is a normal eating behavior. Okay? And so maybe you're in a position right now where you're in the very beginning stages of relearning or trying to neutralize eating out. Okay? And I always suggest starting out small. Starting out small and, go with a friend. Always go with a friend, a group of friends. Watch and observe how they approach food, how they approach eating out. Do they feel the stress? Do they overanalyze the menu? Do they eat everything on their plate? Are they wanting extra dessert? Okay. Observe them and, take it all in and just think, okay, I can do this too. And having that support system, that, encouraging people by your side, people who maybe know your situation, who know your background of, eating disorders and that sort of stuff, all right? Having someone with you can help you with the process of ordering the food, eating the food that you really want, okay? So, not choosing the quote unquote healthiest food because that's what you thought you should do, okay? Choosing the food, the dish, whatever it is, okay, that you so desperately want, okay? And maybe you may be in a position to start challenging yourself with different fear foods. So if you go to a restaurant with your friends, okay, and there's a fear food on that menu and you feel brave enough to tackle that, okay, cool, go for it. And just know that you've got people around you supporting you who are going to help this experience feel okay, feel normal. Now let's look at the second scenario. So this person, has a great relationship with food, completely normal and that sort of stuff, but they are finding that they are eating out frequently because they're at uni now, that's just a lifestyle, blah 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 blah, right? I am now approaching this scenario as, okay, how can I make sure that I am, keeping on top of my nutrition, including those nutrient-dense foods, feeding my body that will make me feel good, okay? Number one important thing is knowing, like, okay, if I'm wanting a burger that night, cool, have a burger. But if I'm craving that delicious nourish bowl, okay, cool, I'm gonna get that nourish bowl, all right? Because, we don't label foods, all food is food, all right? But, some common things to think about when you are, eating out very often or, just in general, okay? This is just generalized nutrition advice right here, right now, ladies and gentlemen, okay? How to structure meals, how to, pick great meals, all right, and that sort of stuff, all right? This is just generalized nutrition. How to structure a healthy, balanced meal with Emma. All right, here we go. So, first step, we always want to include sources of color, fruits and vegetables, fiber, okay? I know it's just generalized stuff, but that's the basics. That's the basics. And if we're looking at a healthy plate model, we're looking at around like half the plate to be full of color and a variety of color too, to get an abundance of vitamins and minerals within our bodies. So whether that be eating out, okay, maybe looking for options that include more vegetables on the side, or maybe include a really nice salad, or Mediterranean dish. God, I had a really good Mediterranean nourish bowl for lunch today. I've been having it all week and I cannot stop eating it. Anyway, that is way off topic. Moving on, protein, 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 protein. Okay, that's very easily to identify and order when we are out. Okay, I think all dishes essentially, apart from like the vegetarian vegan menus, have protein within them. Okay, chicken dishes, salmon, beef, and that sort of stuff. All right, again, if we're looking at building a healthy bowl or a healthy plate, all right, a quarter of your plate should be filled with protein. Next we have is carbohydrates. Our best friend, not our enemy, our best friend carbohydrates, all right? Again, this is very easily ordered off a menu, very commonly seen within eating out, all right? Things like potatoes, fries, rice, there's a lot of rice dishes, pasta even, okay? And again, if we're looking at a healthy plate model, around one quarter to one third of your plate. Now, again, this is just generalized nutrition advice, okay, for just a general human being. If you are an active human being, again, that is a whole different story. The carbohydrate needs, all of that sort of stuff, the protein needs, are going to be completely tailored towards your level of activity. And I do talk more about that sort of stuff in previous episodes around sports nutrition. So if you are interested in learning more about that, go back in time and go listen to those episodes. But again, around one quarter to one third of carbohydrates. And then you have fats, which when we're eating now, a lot of, fats are integrated within the chef's cooking through oils, dressings, and that sort of stuff, which is completely fine. But, just having that key fundamental basics of nutrition will just really help you with understanding, okay, what will make my body feel good? What are some really good nutrient-dense foods that I could probably add more of if you are tending to eat out more often? Okay, maybe I should choose the really abundance nourish bowl that this quirky cafe is offering today, just to make sure I'm getting my vegetables in. But tomorrow you'd be like, cool, I'm gonna have a burger because I am really craving a burger and this is gonna make me feel good. Again, it's really listening to your body. I hope I've answered that question really good. I've decided to take, two different sides to that because when I first like received that question, I was like, is this person like struggling with eating out from like an eating disorder recovery standpoint, or is this person just really wanting to learn more nutrition fundamentals in eating out? So I think I've really answered it for everyone here. Okay, this next question is a personal one for me, I believe. Yes, it is. Did you feel like you overshot when gaining weight? Oh my God, if you heard that motorbike, I'm so sorry. So basically what this person's saying is, did you overshoot your weight gain when you were in eating disorder recovery? Guys, oh, I'm so sorry if you can hear that motorbike. You know what? Probably listening back, there's not going to be a motorbike and this is just some awkward dialogue right now. But I didn't have a specific weight goal when I was healing my relationship with food and exercise in my body. I didn't have a weight goal. I knew that I had to gain weight. So the overshooting, that sort of stuff, that vocabulary was not in my world. I didn't feel the need to overshoot because, again, that would mean I was still attached to numbers. Okay? I had to break away from the numbers because at the time I was so deep in tracking calories, weighing myself, weighing my food, how many calories I was burning through exercise, how many workouts I was doing per week, per day, even. Yeah, I know that got pretty extreme. How many steps, like all numbers. And to bring in, a quote unquote number to achieve, to heal, to gain weight, that didn't feel right. And it really did not cross my mind because I wanted to get to a stage where numbers were not controlling my life. And I think everybody should get to that stage where we don't have to rely on numbers to control how we live, okay? We don't need to calculate how much food we're putting into our bodies when all we have to do is just simply listen to our bodies because our bodies know best, okay? We don't need to constantly check how many calories we're burning or how many steps we're doing, okay? We need to listen to our bodies. We need to wake up and ask ourselves, what type of movement do I feel like doing today? Do I feel like going for a walk today? Okay, cool, go for a walk. Do I feel like laying in bed all day? Okay, cool. All right, listening to your body. So, when I gained weight, I just focused on the life I wanted, rather than, okay, I need to gain weight, I need to hit this target. All right, I just focused on gaining that life that I really wanted to live. The freedom, the joy, the peace, no longer having those restrictions in place. Okay? That was my personal experience with my recovery. Okay? I just didn't want to focus on that. And I think looking back, that was a really good approach. A good approach to not, fixate on, okay, I need to eat this many calories in order for me to gain weight or to heal or to get my period back, you know what I mean? Because a lot of that, there's a lot of information out there that's centered around that, still attach the numbers. Like, I think we should really just detach ourselves from numbers as a whole, okay? And just focus on who we want to be in the life that we want to live. Yeah. Next question. How do you know if you are eating enough? I actually did an Instagram post like 6 months ago about this. So let me just, hot sec, let me just bring this up. Essentially, guys, if you will know when you are eating enough because one, you will feel so energized throughout the day. You will be able to make it through the entire day. You will not crash at like 12 p.m. Number two, you will not think about food like 24/7. And I know I talk a lot about food preoccupation, constantly thinking about food on this podcast, on my Instagram, on TikTok, okay? Because that is normalized. The fact that thinking about food, that's normalized within our society nowadays, but it's a very clear sign that we aren't eating enough food. So when you are eating enough food, you will no longer have those thoughts about your next meal, what to eat when you go out, just food in general. You'll actually be able to live life without food in your brain space. You'll have so much room to think about other things when you are eating enough food. Number three, you will start to perform better within, exercise and your workouts and in training and in your sports. And you'll also be able to recover better as well. So you won't take like days and days and days to heal and recover from the exercise. You won't feel super, super sore. And you'll be able to go out the next day and feel fresh and ready to go to hit the workout once again. You will have regular digestion. Okay, so you will be regular. Your bowel movements will be regular. You won't be experiencing diarrhea, constipation, bloating. Okay, because a very common side effect of not eating enough is bloating. And I know you're gonna hear this and think, Emma, what? I know. When people are feeling bloated, the first thing that they think they need to do is eat less. I'm sorry. That is not the case, okay? Because from my own personal experience, but also from a evidence science standpoint, okay, when I wasn't eating enough, I was so bloated as hell. Oh my God. I mean, it probably was the combination of me eating so much fiber because back in my vegan days, my diet was literally like fiber, like so much fiber. But also, like, even when I wasn't vegan and I was seriously under eating, so bloated. So bloated. It's not until now when I'm eating enough each and every day. And yes, I still experience bloat, but that's normal. It's totally normal to bloat. Okay. It's not there. It's not as frequent as it used to be. And I feel good. I'm regular. Okay. That's a very clear sign and something to look out for to know that you are eating enough. Another point is that you're feeling vibrant and you're happy and you're just in a really good mood. You're really good mood, you're a good person to be around, you got high spirits, high vibes, having the time of your life. Yeah. And another thing is you're sleeping well at night. You're getting, maybe 7 to 8 hours of sleep. You're sleeping right through. You're not getting interrupted sleep, or you're not taking so long to get to sleep. Okay. Throwback to the days. Actually, not like I want to throw back to the days, but I would go to bed so hungry because I wouldn't allow myself to eat a snack before bed because, again, I was in that, oh my God, I don't want to eat before bed, mindset. And it would take me so long to get to sleep. But I know now that, if I don't have like a snack before bed, I am not getting to sleep. And if the tiniest bit of hunger comes before or right before I'm about to hit my head to the pillow. All right, I need to eat something, otherwise I will not sleep. So if you're experiencing shitty nights of sleep and you're feeling so low on energy and you've got constant thoughts around food and you're just performing so crap in the gym and you've got irregular bowel movements, okay, it's highly likely you're not eating enough food. All right. And I think I'm going to make this the last question. This question, I love this question, and I did answer it on my Instagram, but I'm just going to answer it on here because I want to speak about it verbally through my voice. I am quite sporty and athletic, but I don't look like it, which frustrates me. Any thoughts? You know what? I understand this frustration to a T because this is something that I used to be so wrapped up on. The fact that, yeah, I was active all the time. Yeah, I was doing all the sporty things. I was athletic. I was doing this and that, da 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 da. But I don't look like the typical quote unquote athlete that you see out there. And yeah, that used to frustrate me, and that put a lot of pressure on me to try and look like an athlete, whatever that means. Okay? The coolest thing to know, guys, is that there isn't one specific body type that makes you an athlete. Oh, cool, you look like that. Oh, yeah, you're an athlete. No, there's none of that bullshit. Okay? If you are an athletic person, if you train, if you exercise, you're an athlete. Okay? There is not a specific body type that you have to be in order for you to be deemed an athlete or to be athletic or to be sporty. Okay, because if we take a look at like some of the elite people that we consider athletes, okay, from various different sports, do they all look the same? Hell no. Hell no. Okay, but what's the one thing that they have in common? Their athletic performance. The reason why they are there is not because of what they look like. Okay, it's not a bodybuilding competition. Again, let's not talk about that. I have too many thoughts on those competitions. We'll save it for another episode, shall we? They're not there because of what they look like. They are there because of their performance, because they excel at what they do within their sport. Okay? They don't look like their peers. Everybody is going to look different. And I think an important reminder as well, even if we all exercise the same way, we have the same workout routine, we are all still going to look completely different. So let's release the pressure of trying to uphold or try and reach this athletic body type. When in reality, if you are active, if you are sporty, you're athletic. You don't need to have a body to determine that, okay, you're an athlete, you're active. Okay, again, let's shift the focus off what your body looks like, but rather focus on maybe performance. I know we'll talk a little about performance, but seriously, it's such a game changer in relation to, exercise. Is shifting away from, exercising to control or manipulate what your body looks like, but rather exercising in a way that makes you feel good, that makes you feel stronger, to get better, faster, fitter, whatever your athletic endeavors are, okay? But don't let the fact that you don't look like a typical athlete bother you or frustrate you. Okay, just focus on exercising and continuing to engage in those forms of exercise that make you feel good. Because who gives a flying shit about what your body looks like? Your body is quite literally the least interesting thing about you. Okay, it doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. Okay? Wow, okay, that's it. That's it. That's it. I'm done. That was a beautiful catch up, ladies and gentlemen. I had a blast just chilling, killing, and answering a few of your questions. We had a mixed bag. Like, we had a mixed bag of lighthearted questions. I hope you loved them. Hope you got to know me a little bit more. Again, if you have any book recommendations for me, send me a message ASAP because I have hardly any left. And, we had a combination of questions surrounding the usual topics like eating disorder recovery, nutrition, eating out. We had a lot of body image related questions, weight gain questions today. And I say this in probably every episode. If you are wanting like a specific topic discussed on this podcast, okay, feel free to message me. I have had a few topics come through from you guys, and they are on my list. Okay, so don't you stress, don't you worry. There is more fun, exciting topics we are going to dive deeper in within this podcast. But yeah, thank you so much for sitting down with me today and just chilling, killing, having a good time, catching up. It felt good. It really felt good. And yeah, sometimes I just need to do an episode like this because, I love getting really deep into the topics we do talk about on this podcast, but also let's just back it off a little bit. Let's just catch up. Let's just chit chat. It reminds me of those YouTube videos where people chit chat get ready with me's, all of that sort of stuff where they just answer a few questions. Yeah, we're bringing that to the podcast. But yeah, once again, if you enjoy today's episode, make sure you screenshot it and tag me, Fuel the Fry Podcast, or Emma Clark underscore nutrition on Instagram so I can see it and share it. And if you haven't already, definitely go follow the Fuel the Fry Podcast on Instagram and Emma Clark underscore nutrition on Instagram and my TikTok, Emma Clark Nutrition. And what else? Oh, and if you do enjoy this podcast, make sure to give a rating and review because it does help out my show a lot. And yeah, I think that's all I have to say. I think that's all I have to say. I'm sweating. You can't tell, but we're going through a heat wave right now. We're going through a massive heat wave. I'm in my room, I can't really put my fan on or the air con on because it's gonna go, and I'm like, I can't have that in the background of my podcast. So I'm sweating. I need to go. I need to cool off. I need to grab a snack because I am hungry. And if you haven't already today, make sure you go grab a snack right now. Okay, go eat your snacks. Don't forget your snacks. But I'm done. I'm done. I will catch you guys next week. Okay, because we drop episodes every single Monday. So thank you so much for listening today, and I will catch you guys next week. Peace out.